This is 100.3 The Q. And we're one of the proud sponsors of the 4th Annual Victoria Whiskey Festival. Tomorrow and Saturday at the Hotel Grand Pacific and on Kirk Mason's microphone, it's Ian Huey with the Victoria Whiskey Festival. Boy, the work's done. What do we do? It's all the consumer tasting sold out. How are the master classes? You got a lot of people signed up?
Yeah, all the tickets are gone. There's a couple of stragglers around that are out there. We now see that we're on Craigslist and use Victoria for people looking for tickets.
Oh, that's when you know you've made it, Ian, when Craigslist pops up. Well, I'm going to go there right now.
There might be gone.
Well,
I'm not
let's
sure.
go to use Victoria. I always go to use Victoria first, and then I hit Craigslist. So if we go down to tickets here, looking for Victoria Whiskey Festival, go down. How long did it take for the consumer tasting tickets to sell out? Like hours, right?
2 hours, a bit. 2 hours and a bit. And then out of the total of 975 tickets that we put out, we've only had five returned.
So this is the fourth year of the festival.
Yes.
Why so popular, and why is it so, after only 4 years, is it at its popularity level?
Well, I think a couple of things are, Ryan, is that when we started out this, we decided what direction we were going to go in. And one is that this was going to be a charity event. The second thing is that we wanted to be socially responsible to the people that were coming to drink just spirits. And that we thought, well, we'll include a ride home as part of their ticket, which I know that you're a part of in the last couple of years being a driver. The next thing was is that there's no paid person involved. It's all volunteers. And all the net proceeds go to the charities involved. And we had some great – we have one great whiskey organizer, one of the great ones not only in Canada but in the worldwide, Lawrence Graham in Victoria. And he is so well connected in the whiskey world. He was very successful in attracting a lot of the agents, companies, and product ambassadors and owners of distilleries to come to Victoria in the first go-around. And when they got here, they wanted to come back. And when they came in the second year, the buzz was out there that this festival is totally different than anybody wanting to make money, or all they want to do is provide a great venue and a great event and everybody have a good time. And then the agents got onto the loop because they were, and the owners of the distilleries got onto the loop because they were saying, well, this is something that we should look at, and in particular the big bump that was coming of sale of whiskey after. And suddenly we've created something here that we scratch our heads at a little bit. But then when you hear the product ambassadors that go around the world and they talk about the different festivals, and there's about 120 just whiskey-only festivals in the world right now, and you hear what they're not doing and what we're doing, then I can see why they've got some desire to continue to come back.
So after four years, only 4 years, it's like you have a festival that's been around for 10 or more years. You know,
it's interesting when you're getting written up in the Paris newspapers about your festival. And of course, Whiskey Live in Paris is one of the premier events worldwide, and suddenly they're looking at this festival in Victoria and saying, boy, is there something that we're missing or that we should include? But we're kind of overwhelmed by it a little bit ourselves. So
by the way, use Victoria Whiskey Festival tickets, $130. I have two of the VIP tickets for sale. What do you get with a VIP ticket?
You get into the venues an hour before anyone else does. So you're going to have some exclusivity to the owners and the product ambassadors that are coming in from Ireland and obviously Canada and several from Scotland, England, and we're premiering Indian whiskey this year, and they're sending their product ambassador. This whiskey is made in Bangalore in India, and is export product only. It is superb, and so they're going to get an opportunity to maybe spend a bit more time with these chaps and women that are presenting, and maybe get a bit more insight, as well as one of the master distillers from Woodford Reserve is coming from Kentucky as well, so we've got it kind of covered.
All right, we'll tell you about the Q's TLC Fun for Kids, how you can get a ride home from Victoria Whiskey Festival after the consumer tasting on Saturday, and maybe find out more about Ian Huey and his love of whiskey coming up here. Coming up in an hour at about 3:40 or so, we'll give you a chance at one of the last tickets for the consumer tasting for the Victoria Whiskey Festival, which is Saturday at the Hotel Grand Pacific. And then we're going to kind of top it up tomorrow afternoon and give away a bonus night's accommodation upstairs in the Hotel Grand Pacific. Ian Huey with the Victoria Whiskey Festival. Yes, Ian is a busy feller. We're coming down to crunch time. Even though it's festival's pretty well sold out, you have to get everybody ready to go. The master classes, do you find somebody taking a master class, like, say, last year at the festival, signs up for more this year? Their passion for whiskey, once you know more, it grows, and you want to find out even more and more and more?
Well, I think what's happening, Ryan, is that over the years now, is that they go to the one class this year, and then they'll look at what's coming out, and they'll say, oh, gosh, this looks interesting, or I didn't get a ticket to that last year, I'm going to go this year. So we see people that are, say, going to a Duratry tasting last year won't go this year. They'll go to a Highland Park or Bowmore, or they'll go to a bourbon class, because we have people that have just gone, come in and say, look, I've done two Scotch classes. I'm going to go to an Irish class this year. And because the master class is an hour long and they pour you usually four products, and you get to real good Q&A with the product ambassador, or sometimes, like in Aaron's case, the owner of the distillery is showing up. And so you really get a quick, well, an hour's worth of breadth and depth of each product that they put out, as well as the distillery. So, and we're doing Whiskey 101 this year. So if you didn't know anything about whiskey, we want to be able to bring you in the door and teach you the curves.
Yeah. Well, last year, as I was helping out the Q's TLC Fun for Kids, and we're doing this again, we'll be your designated driver, talking to some of the people in my cab, there were a fair number of people that were whiskey 101 drinkers who really didn't know much about whiskey, and suddenly they want to learn more. What do you learn in Whiskey 101?
Well, you're going to learn the basic principles of and I think the thing that to remember is that whiskey is just one spirit, and there are great wines, and there are great vodkas and rums and all the other liquors that are out there. And for whiskey, because it's so dynamic and it crosses so many spectrums, that there's, what does Whiskey 101 teach you? It's going to teach you basically how it's made. It's going to teach you the ins and outs of how to taste whiskey, from looking at it, nosing it, looking for the different aromas and scents that it gives off, and how to drink it, and how particularly not to drink it. I mean, it's a debatable point about how to drink whiskey properly. It's not a debatable point how to drink whiskey improperly.
Well put.
And I think what's important too is, Ryan, is what you guys are doing for us is too, for the volunteer perspective, the TLC Fund for Kids 100.3, the Q, and the Victoria Jazz Society High School Outreach Program are the beneficiaries of all the net proceeds from this. And I know you guys, and Chris Girodi's the transportation coordinator.
Yes, Chris Laurent. Yeah. He's, yep. Yep.
And last year, I think we drove 142 people home.
Really?
And I mean, that's so cool, especially this guy. One chap came up to me, he says, thanks for the free ticket. And I said, oh, did you win one on the queue? He says, no, I bought one, but I actually owe you $5 back. And I said, well, I don't quite get it. And he said, well, it was going to cost me $105 to take a cab here and back, so I want to give you the $5 back because the ticket was free.
Oh, yeah, so, that's one way to look at it. So, yeah, we'll drive you home. We'll in the go section of today's Times columnist, little quote here says, this is Ian talking, we'll give you a ride home and not to another establishment. And I'm not driving you to a 7-Eleven to get a pizza. I'm driving you straight home.
Straight home. That's a good point, too, Ryan. Can we stop for a Slurpee? I don't think so.
Pull over here.
It doesn't tend to create the munchies.
Whiskey doesn't?
We'll stay. It's a vegetative issue, but it's a liquid issue.
Well, you guys do have appetizers in the consumer tasting.
Oh, boy, do we ever. And it's at the consumer tasting, you're going to get fed what the Hotel Grand Pacific puts out, their best product, and everything from haggis tarts to Thomas Hawes sparkle chocolate cookies that are just something else, and everything in between. Yeah, they are really jazzed up about it, too, and we've got people coming in just to consume from Ontario. We actually have the minister that's the head of the Liquor Control and Licensing Division of Saskatchewan coming in as well as his number one, just to see what this is about.
So, really?
Yeah, and we got people coming in from Chicago and the Eastern Seaboard, Oregon, Washington. We've got a big group that comes up every year from Washington, Alberta. It's really kind of, I know that there's 170 nights booked in the hotel, so.
Wow, a little bit of tourism there.
Little bump.
All right, the 4th Annual Victoria Whiskey Festival, another year. Have fun, Ian, and don't run yourself too ragged over the next few days.
Hey, thanks, Ryan, and thanks to the Q once again.